From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama accepted his Nobel Peace Prize today, acknowledging the seeming contradiction between a war president that accepts a prize for peace. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president gave the kind of speech that no one on the Nobel Committee could have imagined when they chose him in October. He put his decision to send 30,000 more troops into Afghanistan in the context of a just war, saying that evil does exist in the world and negotiations cannot convince some enemies to lay down their arms.
To say that force may sometimes be necessary is not a call to cynicism. It is a recognition of history, the imperfections of man, and the limits of reason.
It was a hard-nosed speech in which the president said he rejected the notion that he had to choose between being a realist or an idealist, and he called on Europeans to step up to the plate on offering troops for Afghanistan and sanctions for Iran. He said peace entails sacrifice and requires responsibility. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
A Pakistani law enforcement official says the five young American men arrested in eastern Pakistan had met with members of an al-Qaeda-linked group and asked for military training. A regional police chief says the five were turned down because they didn't have the proper references from trusted militants. Authorities say the families of the five D.C. area Muslims contacted them after they watched a farewell video the men made that's been described as disturbing. In the southern Philippines, gunmen have abducted dozens of teachers and school children. Police are trying to negotiate for the release of the hostages. Dwali Saikautau has more.
It took several hours, but Philippine officials eventually won the release of all of the students. It's unclear how many hostages remained with the assailants. Early Thursday, the gunmen went into an elementary school in a remote mountain village on Mindanao Island and took more than 125 people. This is the same region where last month's killing of 57 people took place. The Philippine government has sent police and army troops to the town to try and negotiate for the release of the rest of the hostages. Authorities say the gunmen are former militiamen who have turned to banditry and extortion. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits jumped by 17,000 last week after falling for 5 weeks in a row. That's more than analysts had expected. A Labor Department analyst says the jump is partly due to a surge after the Thanksgiving holiday week when many state offices were closed. Jobless claims rose to a seasonally adjusted 474,000. The government says the U.S. trade deficit narrowed in October as exports rose to their highest level in a year. Analysts had expected the trade gap to climb in October. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 58 points to 10,395. The NASDAQ Composite Index is also up 13 points to 2197. This is NPR News. A riot at a prison in Southern California that left more than 200 inmates injured last summer was triggered by an ongoing street war. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more on a report released by state prison officials.
The report concluded the riot in August actually was a continuation of a fight that began at the Chino Men's Prison in May between black and Hispanic gangs. For decades, California prison officials segregated inmates by race. But a Supreme Court ruling in 2005 ended that practice. It's a work in progress. The Corrections Department is testing an integration plan at two prisons near Sacramento with mixed results. It could get worse with anticipated layoffs of prison guards next year. More than 200 Chino inmates could face longer sentences given their roles in the August riot. Beyond that, prison officials identified 24 who could face new charges of attempted murder, conspiracy, and arson. One dormitory was burned down, another destroyed. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Baghdad today on an unannounced visit, 2 days after a series of attacks left 127 people dead. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the strikes and warned there will be more to come. Top U.S. military officials defended Iraqi forces' efforts to stop the attacks, even after Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki dismissed his head of security operations in wake of those attacks. President Obama's envoy on North Korea says his meetings there this week were useful. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says that for a preliminary meeting, things went fairly well, but she says it remains to be seen whether the North will return to six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.